I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 556, Feeling at Home. Where or with whom do you feel most at home? When we're with some people, we're just not able to relax. We're on edge. We don't feel free to be ourselves. But then there are others in whose presence we are totally at ease, completely at home. But what about being in the presence of Jesus? Which is it for you? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love others with that same kind of love. It's hard to love God if we don't feel at home in His presence. Yesterday, we looked at one of the origins of a Gaither song, Something Good is About to Happen. And it was so much fun, let's look at another one of their songs and see if it resonates with our souls today. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you that story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's Word, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge. The Gaithers wrote and sang, Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, hearing Him call me His own, feeling at home, putting my feet right under His table, knowing I won't be alone, feeling at home. You couldn't have told me I'd find what I found, contentment and peace from above. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, laying way back in His love. Warming myself by the fires of His Spirit, standing right next to the throne, just feeling at home, feeling at home. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, feeling happy and free, feeling at home, feeling at home. Feeling accepted, loved, and forgiven, a part of His great family, just feeling at home, feeling at home. You know, if you take a look at the gospel stories, sometimes you'll notice that those who feel at home in the presence of Jesus are not the people you would expect, and those the people you would expect to feel at home in the presence of Jesus don't. The outcasts, the sinners, the forgotten, the nobodies all felt right at home with Jesus. But the really big shots spiritually, well, they didn't. So what's that tell you? The Gaithers put it this way. Many stories in the Bible tell us that Jesus made regular folks feel safe and at peace in His presence. Children climbed up on His lap. Women didn't feel belittled or intimidated, but felt encouraged to touch the hem of His garment, answer His questions about their personal lives, or invite Him to dinner. Fishermen and theologians were equally drawn to Him. Well, here's what Jesus said about Himself, quoting Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Wow, that's what Jesus came to do, and that's what Jesus did. He made people feel right at home that others would never want in their homes. So here's the question for us. Do you feel at home in the presence of Jesus? Why or why not? Let's pray this prayer together by Scott Bullock. Pray with me. Almighty God, You have surprised us with Your presence in unexpected ways. In the expectations of our routine, we have missed the treasure that You place before us. We come to worship You in community, often expecting nothing more than the usual. We begin our days, our weeks, assuming that all will run as it always has. We do not look for unexpected. We do not look for Your active presence in our daily lives, and we confess that with sorrow. Forgive us for not allowing our eyes to catch the unexpected, to glimpse Your glory in the ordinary. May we see the presence of Your Son in our lives by the power of Your Spirit in new and transformative ways. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 557, and in the meantime, we can feel at home in the presence of the Lord because He knows us best and He loves us most. Yes, He is the Almighty God, the Holy One. But he's also the God who has forgiven us and called us his own, who walks beside us, who is totally for us, as Paul told the Romans. And you know, when that's true of a person we're around, we can always be feeling at home.